Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack Ebling and Scott Eckersley, Ebling and you, 1320 WILS. With the election, Scott, one difference this year is we did not have a chance to get out and broadcast live from the Country Club of Lansing and the Kelly Perlasekia Special Olympics Golf Classic, one of the great events. We do not spend a lot of time on 5K runs and charity golf tournaments because you could spend an entire show on it. But this one is a little bit different. And I remember when it began, and certainly remember the guy who made it happen, and that is former Michigan State football coach and athletic director, George Perlis. Hello, George. How are you?
Hello, Jack. I'm fine. We're having a great night out here at the Lansing Country Club. Things are going fine. Still waiting for a bird. Come on, I thought this would be a good opportunity for him to meet a lot of people. I keep watching to see if he's coming.
Well, let's talk a little bit about how this all began. And, of course, people know the story, a lot of them do, with Norm Parker, your former assistant coach, and his son, Jeff. And I guess good things come from bad sometimes, and the students were tearing down the goalposts, and you made a challenge, and hey, look where we are now.
Yeah, the last game of the year, the students tore down the goalposts at the tunnel end, and when I came in as head coach, they were going to put up the old-fashioned goalposts in concrete, and I'm not used to the tuning forks. Right. I said, no, don't do that. You put the tuning forks up there. I'll make a plea for the school newspaper, for the students not to turn it down. And then if they don't, I'll take the money the tuning forks cost and do it to charity. Well, they didn't tear them down. I was looking for a charity. My friend and assistant coach, Storm Parker, and his son, Jeffrey, who was in Special Olympics. So we decided to go with Special Olympics, and that was the best choice we ever made. Norman, you know, is now the defensive coordinator at Iowa, and Jeffrey has passed away.
Right.
So we're going to give this Jeffrey award again this year. I'm going to go to Larry Sierra, our head of our intramural department at Michigan State University.
More than 2,500 athletes in Ingham and Eaton counties benefit from the Kelly Perlasekia Golf Classic. How much money are you hoping to raise this year, George?
Well, we're going to raise $100,000. We're going to have a bill at the club for about $40,000. We're going to clear $60,000 for the kids. So every dollar that these golfers put in will go to the kids, because that $40,000 is all picked up by sponsors. Kroger, Blue Cross, Dan Henry Distributors, it goes on and on. They pay for the whole party, and the kids, every dollar the players put in goes to the kids.
George, I have not had a chance to see you this summer, but we know that you had surgery. How are you feeling? How's your back?
Back is fine. The problem is my legs are weak because I had Newton for a while. I was favoring my back, but I'm going on therapy 3 times a week and working at getting a little bit better, working at getting my legs stronger so I don't have to use that walker.
We are one day before the primary election, and you were going to be a gubernatorial candidate. As you look back on that, how big a disappointment was it that you had to withdraw from that race, and what do you think is going to happen tomorrow?
Well, I was disappointed because I thought that this would be a year that we could make it. I thought that we could go in there and run it like a football team, have an offense and defensive coordinator, give a couple of these guys some wind sprints around the city hall, and shape this place up, and run it like a football team. And I couldn't do it. What's going to happen now? I don't know. Everybody that I know is pulling for Bird.
Yeah.
He's a good man. I don't know the other people, so I can't comment on them. I've never met him. But I think Bird has a chance. We'll find out tomorrow.
George, when you talk about running the state like a football team, that's a very interesting idea. There are so many stalemates, and the ideological gap is so wide in Lansing. How would you get both parties to work together to get things done?
Well, this is a little bit quick of it. You remember when I came back as head football coach?
Yeah.
I asked Peter Seca and Frank Kelly to lay down their armor, help me recruit. And we came here for this golf outing. I asked Frank Kelly, the Democrat, and Peter Seca, the Republican, to lay down their armor and help with this golf outing. They did it. That's what we have to do. We have to work together. You know, it's kind of silly to vote for things you're not really convinced on just because they're associated with the party. And so you have to get over that hump and do what's right. It's like Chuck Noll always said. Chuck Noll said, the Steelers said, make all your decisions based on going to the Super Bowl and winning it. We said in Michigan State, make all your decisions on going to the Rose Bowl and winning it. And I say here, make all your decisions based on our citizens and make the right decision for the people of the state of Michigan, whatever it costs. And we need to do that. We need to have more loyalty, more discipline. And we need to run a more football team. We've got all these football teams with teaching kids how to win, how to accept defeat when they've given all they have. And it's a good example.
George Perlis, a former Michigan State head football coach and athletic director, and, of course, the Little Caesars Pizza Bowl CEO. And how many years now for the Kelly Perlis-Secchia Special Olympics Golf Classic?
Our Little Caesars Bowl now is going into its 14th year.
And how many years for the Golf Classic?
24 years for the Golf Classic.
24 years for the Golf Classic. George, do you know Brian Rooney?
I was just like, okay.
Do I know who?
Brian Rooney.
I don't know Brian, no.
No, Brian is the grandson of Steelers founder Art Rooney. He was just a guest on this show, and he is a candidate for Congress in the 7th Congressional District, and he was talking about the Steelers and his grandfather, and then, of course, Dan Rooney. And as much love as he has for his grandfather, he said, you know, the thing that really made the Steelers successful was when and they'd gone 40 years, as you know, without winning a championship, that when they started to really concentrate on it and Dan Rooney focused on nothing but football, they became a winning organization. And his words of wisdom, he's still a member of the board of directors of the Steelers, was that would be a good path for the Lions to follow.
Steelers are a great organization. I'm glad to see Paul Joe Adams with them as an offensive tackle now. But the Rooneys are, in my opinion, the most best two families to have a franchise were the Rooneys in football and O'Malley's in baseball. Mr. Rooney and his son, that whole family are as good as it gets.
Well, I think that is certainly, you find that over time, cream rises to the top. And I don't think there was anyone in professional football who had a dry eye when the Rooneys finally got that Super Bowl. And I know that you were a very important part of that and three others. And, George, we want to thank you for joining us today. Another $60,000 coming for Area 8 Special Olympics based on the latest estimate. And I hope we'll see you out there next year.
Thank you, Jack, and thanks for the plug.
We'll be right back with our final segment, Jack Ebling and Scott Eckersley. Ebling and You, 1320 WILS.